The very top of Tezvav Min Aleph, the second line, when the Gemara was discussing what, when Remeir said Midivreim Lamadim in the Mishnah, Remeir said that on Erev Pesach, when you're coming to burn Chametz, you're allowed to burn Truma Tameya with Truma Tahira, even though you're being Mitame the Truma Tahira in the process of burning, because since it's getting destroyed anyway, it has to be destroyed anyway, we don't care that it's becoming Tamei. So the Gemara was trying to figure out, where did Remeir learn this from? So in the Gemara's first Mahalach, we were learning it from the words of Rav Chanina Sgana Kehanim. The problem is, Rav Chanina Sgana Kehanim only talked about making a higher level Tuma. He didn't talk about making a something that's tar into something tame. So on that we said, because the case of Rav Chanina Sgana Kehanim was that it was the second piece of meat was only tame midrabanan. That means midrais it's tar, and basically what comes out from Rav Chanina Sgana Kehanim is you could take something that's tar midrais and only tame midrabanan and make it tame and burn it together with something that's tame midrais. So huadin, you could take something that's also midrabanan, let's say chametz in the sixth hour, even though it's mutter midrais, will equate iser with tuma, and something that's also midrabanan you could burn with something that's tame midrais. Rish Lakish mishum bar kapara. So on that says Rish Lakish in the name of bar kapara. No, you don't have to say that that's the case. You could really say maspisin ba'avatuma deraisa. Our mission is talking about something that's an avatuma, even midaraisa. The uvladatuma midaraisa and the other piece of meat that became tummy from a vladatuma was a vladatuma midaraisa. So then we're back to our original kasha that according to Chanina Sgana Kehanim, that which you're taking it up from one level to another level of tuma, but that's at least before you started, both of them were tamei midaraisa. So once it's tamei midaraisa, just to take it from a lower level tuma to a higher level tuma, that's okay. But something that's not tamei midaraisa at all, even if it's only tamei midrabanan or asa midrabanan, we don't see yet that you have a right to be mitame to put it next to something that's tamei midaraisa. Umay midivreim, so anachanami, that which are Meir said midivreim lamanu, that we learned from their words. He wasn't referring to the words of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kehanim. Rather, he was referring to midivrei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, to the words of Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, which we're about to quote. Which Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? What did they say that Meir is extrapolating from them that you could burn Truma Tahara with Truma Tameya on Erev Pesach? Now, according to this, so Rashi explains if Remeir, who said that you could burn Truma Tahara with Truma Tameya on Erev Pesach, was not coming from Rav Chanina Sgana Kehanim and Rabbi Akiva, so why are they even quoted in our Mishnah at all? What shaychus do they have to Maseches Pesachim? Bishlam, if he's learning from them, so they're learned there, because that's the source for Remeir's Halacha. If it's not the source for Remeir's Halacha, why is it quoted over here? So Rashi says, it's just quoted as an introduction. We see from Rav Chanina Sgana Kehanim, from Rav Akiva, that sometimes you could be mitami and burn something with a lighter tumor or something that's only pasul together with something that's tame, even though you're hiring and you're elevating its level of tumor. So that's just an introduction. So who adin, we find that on Erev Pesach, when you're burning chametz, you could burn things that are tar and together with things that are tame, even though you're introducing tumor to the things that are tar. But Anachanami, it's taka not learned from there. Says the Gemara, hey Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua are we referring to that Remeir sent me divreim lamanu? Ilei mahar Rabbi Yeshua, if it's talking about the following Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanan, that we learned in the Mishnah, chavish shel truma, shenoy l'savak tuma. If you have a barrel of truma, and it arose a suffix if this barrel became tummy or not. So now, how do you treat this barrel? Rabbi Yezer says, if this barrel originally was in a place which was like hefker, it was open, it wasn't safe, you have to put it into a secluded, into a safe area. meaning even though it's already Safek Tameh, the same way that the Torah gave you a chiv of Mishmeres, that you're mechuyev to watch and protect Truma that's Tar, to make sure it doesn't get ruined, to make sure that it doesn't become Tameh, so too you have a chiv of Mishmeres and Truma that's Tluya, that's Safek Tar, Safek Tameh. Even though as of now you can't eat it anyway, but nonetheless, since there's a possibility that it's Tar, you still have a chiyuv mishmeres according to Rabbi Eliezer. So this barrel, if it's in an open area, a place where it's exposed to the elements and it could very easily become tameh, you're mechuyev to watch it and you're mechuyev to remove it from there and put it in makam amutzla. Similarly, im hoisa megula, if let's say the barrel was uncovered, again, it's much easier to become tameh when it's uncovered because it can become touched by something that's tameh, yechasvena, you're mechuyev to cover it. Rabbi Shua says no. Imaisa munachas b'makam amutzah, the exact opposite. Even if it was until now in a place that was safe, that was a secluded area, yanichanim b'makam atorfi, you could leave it in an open area. V'imaisa mechusa, or if it was covered, yigalani, you have a right to leave it uncovered. And the reason is because Rabbi Shua says once it becomes safek tamei safek tar, you don't have any more achiyuv of mishmeres. It can't be eaten anyway because it's a safek. So there's no chiyuv to protect it, to make sure that it remains tar. And not only are you not mechuyev to protect it, you're allowed to do things to it that would even make it easier for it to become tamei. So maybe who adin when you're burning the chametz, that's a sezer meir, that you could burn chametz of truma tahara together with chametz of truma tameya. Says the Gemara, no proof, midami, how could you compare the two? Hasam Grama Ba'alma, over there, all Rabbi Shua permitted is to be Geirim Tuma. You can't directly be Metamet, you could just put it in a place where it will cause it to become Tameh, which will make it more easy to become Tameh. Hakabi Yadayim, but over here, you're going physically and you're being Metamet. Who says we go that far?
There's also a Safik over there. Are they Tameh?
Over there it's already a suffix, but okay, that could also be, because Mars is asking a better kasha, because over there you're not even being metamed at all.
Okay.
Yeah, because the suffix you could say is better, even though there's still a tzad that's tar and you're being metamed, but at least it's a suffix. Yeah.
From Rabbi Chanina is because over there was tumidara abana than tumidara.
But. We'd rather not say that pshat, right? We're trying to avoid that pshat now, right?
Then you're coming up with a pshat
that it's suffic derisa, but that's already a suffic. Yeah. Anachanami. Anachanami, right, yeah. So Elo rather must be a Rabbi Shua. It's talking about a different Rabbi Shua. It's talking about the following Rabbi Shua. It's Nan. Chavish al Chuma Shinishbaro Bagasal Yoina. If you have a barrel of Chuma and it broke on the upper part of the wine press, the wine press had two storage areas, two vats. One at the top where you put the grapes and that's where you crushed it. Then it would go through the gas and come out on the bottom side and into a reservoir, into another vat where the pressed grape juice would stay until it ferments. So a chavis shel truma shenishbar bagasal yoina. Let's say there was a barrel of truma and it broke in the gasal yona, in the upper part of the press, v'tachtayin chulun tameim, and on the bottom of the press was chulun tameim, was chulun, which is tamei. Now chulun, which is tamei, is motor to eat. Not first of all, not everybody is makbid on eating taharis chulun b'tahara, and even people who were makbid on eating chulun b'tahara, there are points in time in everybody's life that they're tamei, and on days that they're tamei, they could eat tamei food. So chulun tameim definitely has a use. Truma tameya is also to eat. So if you're going to let this barrel now that broke drain through the gas and go to the bottom, what's going to happen is this chulun tameim, which as of now it could be used, is going to now get mixed up with truma tameya. And obviously we're talking about that it's a shear that it doesn't have bittel. It's too much oil of wine of truma tameya to be mevatalit in the chulin tameim. So now you're going to be stuck because the chum is mixed in. Yisrael can't eat it. Normally, if Yisrael can't eat it, he'll take it and sell it to a kain. But over here, he can't sell it to a kain because even a kain can't eat it because it's tameh.
Is it
the issur would be mishmeres.
Okay.
like we spoke about before, you're mechuyev to watch it and protect it. The being metamed is doing the opposite of that.
So it's like in and of itself isn't it? You know who's going to eat the wine.
Yeah, but that's happening in Mela. It's not your. I mean, the question is. Right, so chavish of chuma shenish barav gas oyin. So you have a barrel of chuma that was as of now tar in the upper part of the gas, the tachtona and the bottom chulun tamei. You have chulun tamei. So is the chuma going to get in? So now the chuma is going to become tamei. The whole mixture is going to be a mixture that has chulun tamei, chuma tamei inside, and now it's not going to be edible by anybody. So Maidir of the Ezer and Bishua, both of the Ezer and Bishua agree in such a case. She'im yitzo yachol lahatzol mimena revius betara. If you're able to save at least a revius of truma that's tar, meaning you could run quickly and grab a tar keli and catch the wine as it's going through the press before it goes into the bottom reservoir and becomes tamei. So even though it's coming at the expense that while you're going to get a keli, some of the chuma is already going into the bottom press, and now it's going to ruin your chulin, like we said before, it's going to become useless. Nonetheless, yatzel, you're mechuyev to do that. You're not because you're not allowed to go and, like we'll see in a moment, we have a shaila, maybe you could take a tamei keli and catch all the chuma wine before it goes down into the bottom reservoir, be metame the truma wine, but this way you'll save it from mixing with the chulin. But over here, since you have the option of saving it b'tahara, so it's not all guaranteed to be halach li'ibud anyway, so over here everybody agrees, you have no right to be metame the truma in order to save the chulin. You have to try to save as much truma as you could b'tahara, even though it comes at the expense of ruining the chulin. V'imlav, but however, let's say you have no tar keli, that's close enough that you could save some of the chuma before it all becomes tamei. So the chuma mimanoshak is going to become tamei. The question is either it's going to become tamei memela by falling into the bottom of the gas and mess up the chulin, or you could be metamei biyadayim by catching it in a tamei keli and at least save the chulin. So over here we have a machloekus. So v'yezer oimer teirid v'titame, you have to let it go down and become tame memela and thereby mess up the chulin. V'ayitame nebiyad, and you have no heter to be metame biyadayim and catch it in the tame keli to save the chulin. Meaning even though it's halach li'ibud anyway, nonetheless that Yuv of Mishmeres tells us that you're not allowed to be metame biyadayim, even though in a moment it's going to become tame memela afopikein, and therefore your chulin is going to have to get messed up. Rabbi Shua says, no, over here, you have permission to be metame biyadayim. You could take a tamei keli and catch the chuma wine before it falls into the bottom, because since it's halach li'ibud anyway, we'll let you be metame biyadayim in order to save the chulin. So if that's the case, who had it over here? The chametz on Erev Pesach is halach li'ibud anyway. So we see that according to Rabbi Shua, once chametz is halach li'ibud, there's no problem being metame biyadayim. So huadin, you could burn it truma tahira together with truma tameya. That's the Rabbi Shua that Rabbi Meir was coming from. Fracti gemara yihachi, if that's the case, hai midivrei hem. Why is he saying plural? I see it from their words. I don't see it from their words. Midvarav mi baile. You only see it from one person's words, from Rabbi Shua's words. Rabbi Eliezer would disagree. Rabbi Eliezer over there did not permit you, even though it was halach li'ibud, but he did not permit you to be metame biyadayim. So my answer is hachi ka'amar mimachlokosan shall Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua lamanu. From what comes out from their machlokes, you're right, it doesn't come out both cheetahs, but from their machlokes we could learn this din, because from their machlokes we'll see that Rabbi Yeshua holds that once it's halach li'ibud, then you have a hazard to be metame biyadayim. And we know that in Tahara, so if you have a machlokes Rabbi Lazar and Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar is shamuti, we don't pass him like him. So Memela would have come out that we pass like a Yeshua, so we know that that's the Allah over there, you're allowed to be Metamah B'Yadayim, so we can extrapolate from there, that who had an Erev Pesach, you could be Metamah the Chuma Tahayah B'Yadayim by burning it together with the Chuma Tameya. Deikanami, and it's Meduyik, like this shot of Reish Lakish, that the Midrevein Lamanu that Rameir said was not referring to Rabbi Hanina ben Dais and Rabbi Kiva that we quoted earlier in the Mishnah, rather he was learning it from the Machlokes of Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Where is it Meduyik? The Katani, Because the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi, who disagreed with Remeir, and he says, you can't compare the two, which we're going to have to see soon in the Gemara and Amud Beis, why you can't compare the two. L'cher, it's a good logical comparison. But after Rabbi Yossi said, you cannot compare the two, he said, Umayda Rabbi Yezer Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yezer agree in this case that you're not allowed to burn the Truma Torah together with the Truma Tameya. Now, why is he bringing in Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Yeshua? If until now all we were discussing was Rav Hanina, Skada Kayanim, and Rekiva, must be, like we're saying now, that Remeir himself didn't learn from Rav Hanina, Skada Kayanim, like we said in the first shot, rather he learned from Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua. So on that, Rabbi Yossi says, no, Eini Amida, the comparison is not a good comparison, and instead, rather, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are both might over here that you have to burn the Truma Torah separately and the Truma Tameya separately. Shema Mina. So this is a good riot to Rish Lakish's pshat that Rav Meir's Midivrayim is referring to Rav Yeshua. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman, similarly said Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, Masnisim Ba'ava Tumma Daraisa V'lara Tumma Daraisa, like this second pshat of Rish Lakish, that our Mishnah, Rav Hanina Sakana Tehan, was talking about meat that became Tomei with an Ava Tumma Midaraisa, and the other piece of meat that had the lower level of tumah became tumah with a vlada tumah de'oraisa. So over there they were both tumah de'oraisa, and all you're doing is just hiring the level of tumah that it already had, but it already had a tumah de'oraisa from before you started. And if that's the case, again, Remeir's halacha has no shaykhis to Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim's halacha. Umay midivrayim. So rather, what does it mean midivrayim? The Remeir said from their words, I see that you could burn Truma Torah with Truma Tameya. Midivrei Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua. He was coming from the words of Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua.
The Reb Yossi in our Mishnah is saying that Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua are arguing by that case of the wine, of the gas?
No, so he's saying... We have to explain why in Amud Beis, but he's saying your comparison to over there to the case of the gas is no good.
Right.
And rather over here by Chometz, since it's not comparable to the case of the gas, everybody would agree that Torah has to be burned separately and Tameya has to be burned separately. The only thing that they could possibly be arguing on is Tluya and Tameya.
So is he saying the case of the gas was Tluya and
Tameya? No, the gas is Tyra and Tameya. That's what I said. We have to discuss why the case of gas is different.
Okay. So they would argue by regular Tumma, it's only by Tluya and Tameya.
Correct, right. The gas is a separate scenario. Says the Gemara, Eisei Rava L'Rav Nachman. Rava asks Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Yossi, the Braisa that explains a little bit more than the Mishnah, the Shach of Itaria, between Rav Yossi and Rav Meir. Amar Rav Yossi says to Rav Meir, Ein ani doim l'araya. That which you're trying to learn is not comparable to the case that you're trying to prove it from. Shekishiidu Rabbi Seinu, because when our Rabbeim said their testimony to be matter being metame the truma or the kachim amahi idu, on what type of thing were they made? Imala basar shenibam v'vlana tuma, if they were made referring to Rav Hanina Skana Kehanim's edus, he was made that you could take meat that was previously only tame with a vlana tuma. Then now you could burn it together with meat that became tummy from an Abba Tumma, even though by doing so you're making it into a higher level of Tumma. That's only over there because that tummy is that tummy, because even originally they're both tummy from before. So yes, you're making it a higher level of Tumma, but once it's tummy anyway, so that's what he's saying, that you have a right while you're burning it, while you're destroying it, to make it into a higher level of Tumma. But something that's tar totally, who says you have a right to be mitamei even while you're burning it? And imal Hashem and shenisa b'tulyaim shemadligin nisa b'ner shenim mitamei meis. And Elamai Remeir is trying to extrapolate from the edus of Rav Akiva that you could take oil that became possible from a tulyaim, where again, like we explained yesterday, the oil is a shlishi, and you could take that oil and burn it in a lamp that became Tomei B'Tomei Meis, that again, you're making the oil from a lower level Tumma to a higher level Tumma. So even though, like we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva was one step further of a Chiddush than Rav Hanina Skana Kehanim, But nonetheless, that pasul is that tame. At the end of the day, even though the oil is not tame, it's only pasul because it's at the end of the line. It only did contract its tumah, but it can't convey its tumah to something else. It can't be mitame something else. So it's only pasul. But nonetheless, once it's already pasul, so that's the chiddush. You can take something that's pasul and make it tame. However, something that's tar totally, who says that you have a right to now make it tame even b'shas sreifa? Af anu maidim, and Rabbi Yosi continues, we will agree to you, just like he said in the Mishnah, b'tshuma shenitmes v'vlada tuma. If you take had tshuma that became tame with a vlada tuma, with a lower level tuma, shesavin I saw that enechanami on erev Pesach you could burn it in tshuma shenitmes v'ala tuma together with tshuma that became tame from a higher level tuma, from an ala tuma. But how could you permit to burn even hatluya in matmeya, even truma that's only tluya, that's only a suffix, because possibly it's tar, and now you're being mitamit. You're taking something that's totally, possibly totally tar, and being mitamit. Who gives you a right to do that? Maybe Eliyahu is going to come and tell us that it's really tar. And tar truma, even though it's halakhically ibud, even though you have to burn it, you have no right to be mitamit. And if he argues, even by Tluya, so Kolshkin, by Truma Tahiru, you're not going to be able to burn with Truma Tameo. Now the Brisa continues, the end of the Brisa over here really has no bearing to us, but we're just quoting the end of the Brisa because it's going to be Negea later on. Hapigo va noiser va tame. If you had Kachim that became Pigo, which means to say the Kohen shechted it with a bad mashava to eat it or burn it, chutz lezmanai, so now the carbon becomes pasul. Or nicer, it was a carbon that it was left over past the zman achila, whether it's for a day or a night, or it's for 2 days and a night, depending what type of carbon it was. Now we're going to learn later on in the last perek that both pigol and nicer, that even though midaraisa they're totally tar, they're just pasul, but midarabanan they were gezer tuma on meat once it becomes on the meat of kachim once it becomes pigol or once it becomes nicer. So hapigol va'neiser va'tomei, pigol neiser and tomei be'shamei omrim ein nisrafim kachas. You cannot burn them together. Since pigol and neiser midaraisa are tar, you have no right to burn it together with meat that's actually tomei midaraisa. Be'zil omrim nisrafim kachas. Be'zil says no. Since pigol and neiser are already tomei midarabanan, so over there b'shas sreifa we didn't ask you to burn it together with meat that's tummy, that has a real tumor that would be tummy with the rice. But bottom line, what do we see from this brisa? What do we see from the Shakavatari of the brisa? Rabbi Yossi answered back to Remeir that your case is not a good case because where you're bringing a raya from, which is Chaninas Kana Kehanim and Rabbi Kiva, is not comparable to your case. The Isak Adaitech, if you can say like we're saying now, Remeir midiv Rabbi Yeshua Kamer, that Remeir's source wasn't Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim or Rabbi Kiva in the first place, rather it was the words of Rabbi Yeshua. Amai Mahadele Rabbi Yosi mid Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim. So why is Rabbi Yosi busy telling Remeir that you have no right from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim? You're right. I'm not coming from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim. I'm coming from Rabbi Yeshua. From the fact that Rabbi Yosi answers that back, that's mashma like the first pshat that we originally wanted to say, that Remeir is indeed coming from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim. And that's why Rabbi Yosi has to argue with him that your case is not comparable to Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim's case. So Amar Leib of Nachman, so Rabbi Nachman answers back, no. Rabbi Yosi lava daite. Rabbi Yosi misunderstood Remeir. I mean, in truth, where did Remeir come from? Remeir came from Rabbi Yeshua. But he didn't explain his raya. All he said was midivrein lamanu. And Rabbi Yosi was the one who misunderstood Remeir. To whosoever he thought Remeir mid Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim Kamalei, he originally thought that Remeir was coming from the words of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim. The Amalei, and therefore based on that, Rabbi Yosi said your raya from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim is off because Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim only said you could elevate the level of tumah. He never said that you could take something that's Torah and make it tame. So on that, the Amar Leih, Rabbi Yosi answered back, you're making a mistake. I am not coming from Chanina Skana Kayanim. When I said Midivrei Lamanu, what I meant was from Midivrei of Rabbi Yeshua, that you learn from Rabbi Yeshua. The Amale, on that, Rabbi Yosi continued, and that's going to be the two steps of the Mishnah. Because first he said, Enei Amida, and then he said, Maidu Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua, like we brought down before. Because first he said, Enei Amida, that you can't compare it to Rabbi Hanina's Kanakayanim. And on that, Rabbi Meir answers back, one second, I'm not learning from Rabbi Hanina's Kanakayanim, I'm learning from Rabbi Yeshua. So on that, Rabbi Yosi said back to Rabbi Meir, even if you tell me that you're not learning from Rabbi Hanina's Kanakayanim, rather you're only learning it from Yeshua, still you can't compare it. Why? Because both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would agree over here, Shesayrev, Zubif Ne'atzev, Zubif Ne'atzev, that both of these, the Truma Tahir and the Truma Tumeya, would have to be burnt individually. The only time that possibly Rabbi Yeshua would say that you could burn it together is only by Tluya and Tumeya. Says the Gemara, V'amayin Hamida. Now that we explained that that's the Shaka V'tayu, Rabbi Meir learned from Rabbi Yeshua, and on that Rabbi Yosi says, you can't compare to the case of Rabbi Yeshua. Now that we're saying that the case of Rabbi Yeshua is the Chavos that broke in the Gasa Yaina, so we see that even be a dime, you're allowed to be Metame Truma when it's Hayulich Le'ibud. So over here, Chometz and Erev Pesach is definitely Hayulich Le'ibud. If you leave it any longer, it's going to become Aser. So why in the world can you not extrapolate from there that you're allowed to be metame biyadayim? Am I in a minamida? Why is this comparison not a good comparison? Midumidi, it seems to be a very good comparison. So the Gemara answers, no. Shaini hasam, over there is different. The ikah hefsed chulin. Maybe that, which obviously we're going to have to say on a deraisa level, obviously, the chiyuv of mishmeres is going to be changed. Is not going to be the same once it's hayulich le'ibud anyway. But maybe seif kol seif Chazal only permitted you to do that in a case that there's hesed chulin. In the case of the gas, like we explained before, if you're going to let that barrel of truma that broke on the top of the gas run through the gas and fall into the reservoir on the bottom, it's going to end up ruining the chulin, the tumeim that's sitting there. So in order to save yourself from a loss of money, over there, Chazal permitted you to be metame b'yadayim. But minastam, even though it's hayulich le'ibud, who said we give you a right to be metame b'yadayim?
Oh,
here you have
to build another fire, though.
Oh, so maskif lo, Rabbi Yirmiyah. So on that effect, Rabbi Yirmiyah, maslisanami, you can have said the eitzim. Over here as well. So you have a loss, you're going to have to pay for more wood. If you burn it all together, all you need is one fire. Now you're going to have to build a separate fire. You have more wood that you're going to have to spend. There's also a hefset. Amaleihu Saba. So on that, this Zakin answered back. Not every loss do they permit. Only a significant loss. You're going to lose all the wine that you have in your gas. So that they permitted you to be metame the truma in order to save your wine. But the hesed mu'at, whatever a little bit more firewood costs, that's not a significant loss, it's not a significant cost. So for that, they're not going to permit you to be metame truma and be a dime, even though it's hayulich le'ibud anyway. Amar Reb Asi, Amar Reb Yochanan. Reb Asi said in the name of Reb Yochanan, machloikis b'sheish. The machloikis of our Mishnah, that Reb Meir permits you to burn the Truma Tahir together with the Truma Tumeya, and Reb Yosi disagrees, and Reb Yosi says you cannot, that's in the sixth hour of the day, that Midaraisa, the Truma Tahir, is 100% Mutter. Since it's 100% Mutter, you have no right to be Metamet. Even though it's the sixth hour, it's already also Midarabanan, but nonetheless, that doesn't give you a license to be Metamet something that's also Midarabanan, even though it's Hayulich Le'ibud. But once it's already in the seventh hour, where it's also midaraisa, divrei hakol sarf, and then even Rabbi Yosi would agree that you could burn them together. Which means to say that the way Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, understands the machlokes, similar to the first pshat, like the Gemara is about to say in a second, the first pshat that we learned the Mishnah, that Rameu is indeed coming from Rav Hanina's Kana Kehanim, and Rameu's Kiddush was as follows. We're assuming that something that's Aser is the same status as something that's Pasul. If you're allowed to elevate the tumah of something that's pasul. So who adin something that's also? Once it's also, you're allowed to be metameit. Now the chiddush over here is it's not yet usher; it's going to be usher, or it's only usher midrabbanan. So on that, Reb Meir says once it's already usher midrabbanan in the sixth hour, so you could burn it together with something that's already tamei midaraisa and make something. And take something that's only asa midrabbanan and put it together with something that's tamei midaraisa. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you cannot. If it's asa midrabbanan, you can't put it together with something that's tamei midaraisa. However, once it's asa midaraisa in the seventh hour, then I agree with you that you could put it together with something that's tamei midaraisa. According to this pshat, it comes out that even a mayor, which is true, we never spoke this out in the first trial, but it should really come out the same way, that according to a mayor, you're only hetter to burn them together is in the sixth hour. But in the fifth hour, the fourth hour, if you want to burn your chametz early, or you want to do like we do nowadays, everybody burns their chametz before this manisr, so then, and the chenami, you wouldn't be able to burn them together, because even a mayor is only permitting you to burn them together, because once it's also midarabanon, you could be metamet midaraisa. But Kol Zman, it's not also midrabanan. Even Reb Meir agrees that you can't be metamid. So in the fifth hour, even Reb Meir would agree you can't burn it together. The machlokes is Dafka, says Reb Yochanan, in the sixth hour, once it's already tamid rabanan, then Reb Meir permits you to burn it together. Reb Yossi says, no, till the seventh hour that it's also midrabanan, you cannot burn it together. Amar Reb Zeira le Reb Asi. So Reb Zeira said to Reb Asi, who said this over in the name of Reb Yochanan, Neima Chasav Reb Yochanan, let us say that must be Reb Yochanan holds Masdisin Ba'ava Tumah Daraisa Uvlada Tumah Darabanan. That he said the original pshat of our Mishnah, that Reb Chanina Skala Kaihanim was talking about when you're burning up meat that was tummy from an avatoma together with meat that became tummy from a vladatoma. He's talking about meat that was tummy from an avatoma daraisa that's being burnt together with meat that became tummy from a vladatoma mirabonon. That means that second piece of meat on a daraisa level is totally tar. And nonetheless, once it's tamim midrabanan, you're allowed to burn it together with something that's tamim midaraisa. So then the comparison is a good comparison. Hu adin, once, if we're going now with the premise that Isser and Pasul are the same level, so hu adin, if you're permitting something that's tamim midrabanan to be burnt with something that's tamim midaraisa, hu adin, that's something that's also midrabanan already, you could burn it with something that's tamim midaraisa. Umay midivrayim, and if that's the case, what's the midivrayim lamanu that Reb Meir was referring to? Whose words were Reb Meir's source? Midir Reb Chanina Skanakarim. He wasn't learning from, like Reish Lakish said, and like Reb Nachman said, from Reb Yeshua. Rather, he was learning like the original pshat the Gemara wanted to suggest, that he's learning from Reb Chanina Skanakarim, because Reb Chanina Skanakarim was mamish talking about the same case, burning something that's tamim midrabanan together with something that's tamim midaraisa. Amalei, so he Reb Asi answered him, in yes. That's Taka, how Rabbi Yochanan understands the Mishnah. Itmar Nami, and it was Taka said like that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Masnizim Baba Tumah Daraisa, Rabbi Chanina Skanakayanim in our Mishnah was referring to meat that was tummy with an Avatuma Midaraisa, Uvlada Tumah Darabanan, and the second piece of meat that was tummy from a Vlada Tumah was only tummy from a Vlada Tumah that was tummy Midarabanan. Umay midivrayim, midivrayim chanina skanakehanim umachlakusam, and that which Reb Meir said, midivrayim lamanu, he was referring to, midivrayim chanina skanakehanim, he was referring to the words of chanina skanakehanim. That's the source of Reb Meir, not the words of Reb Yeshua. Umachlakus v'sheish, and according to this, the machlakus is dafke in the sixth hour. Because in the sixth hour, that's the parallel case. The chametz is already also midrabanan, but not yet also midaraisa. Similar to Chanina Skanakarim's case, where it's tamei midrabanan and not yet tamei midaraisa. Aval b'sheva, but once it hits the seventh hour of the day after chatzos, where the chametz is already also midaraisa, divrei hakol sofrin. So not only would Reb Meir hold that you could burn them together, even Reb Yossi would hold that you could burn them together. And the reason is because once it's also midaraisa, everybody equates iser with tumah. Midaraisa is the same as Tamei Midaraisa, and just like by Tumah, you could elevate the level of Tumah. So once it's also Midaraisa, you could introduce Tumah to it, even according to Reb Yossi.
I don't know if there's an answer why does Midaraisa have
Lashon Rabim?
Yeah.
I was wondering about that. I think because his Raya Sur B'chad Nidus Kana Kehanim Does Rabbi Akiva agree to Rabbi Chanan Skanakan and Pashtus? Yes, because he said Hoisif. So over here we could understand that it's Midivrayim, because both of them agree to Rabbi Chanan is Halacha. Whereas if you're coming to from the Machlokes of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer, it's Rabbi Lezer is Beferish disagreeing. Well, anyway, we're burning chulin anyway. There's no problem of tuman tara. The reason is it starts the other way. For whatever reason, we're afraid to keep chametz around after the zman iser. So really, mikra din, if you're being Isaac and burning it right away, there's no problem. The Rishonim came and said that it's better not to keep it around. We're afraid maybe you'll procrastinate, or we're afraid that come to eat, or whatever the different chashas are. But the Rishonim were misakin not to leave it around after this zman iser. But really, midina the Gemara and kolshkei midaraisa, as long as you're being oisik and burning it right away and you're not procrastinating, so then there's no problem of leaving it after this zman iser, because you're not leaving it around. I'm destroying it. Let's bring a raya to this pshat of Rabbi Yochanan, because the braisa that we quoted before says hapigol v'anoser v'tamei, meat of a carbon that became pigol or became leftover became noser, and meat that was from a carbon that became tamei, v'shamei ayim ein yisrofim kachas, you can't burn it together because meat arise of the pigol noser are tahar, u'b'sil ayim yisrofim kachas. And Basil says that you could burn them together. I mean, even though midaraisa, pigol, and noisar are totally tar, nonetheless, you could burn it together with tamei, because once it's aser, you have no problem with burning it together. So that's a riot of Rabbi Yochanan, that once things are aser, everybody agrees that you could burn it together, like Basil. Says the Gemara, no, Shani Hazan Dislutum of the Rabbanon. You can't compare it to there, because over there it's at least maybe your premise that Isser is equal to Tumah is not true. Something that's only Asr and it's not Tameh, maybe everybody agrees you cannot be Metamet. Over there, Dafka, once it has a Tumah de Rabbanon, like we said before, there were guys who are Tumah de Rabbanon on Pigol and Nicer, so there will allow you to go and be burn it together with something that's Tameh de Raisa. Masha Enkein, something that's totally tar, even though it's Aser, and maybe even if it's Aser Midaraisa, who says that once it's just because it's Aser that gives you a right to burn it together with something that's Tameh?
Well, what's the source of the Isik Mimitame Kachim or Truman is Daraisa Darabon?
It's Daraisa.
So I'm saying, why would
no, so in the whole Sukhya, you're asking what gives you a right to be Mitame?
No,
some that's tar deraisa.
Right.
But
why would it tumah derabanan help? Meaning,
right?
It's not makbid. It's not.
No. So then this very. So you just answered your question. If midaraisa is mutar anyway because it's silas liibud, and only midarabanan they didn't allow you, but once it's tumah derabanan, so then they allowed you. Right. That's one way to answer. Or there's another way to answer that the Rishonim say that. But going back to what we said before, this is really totally in yesterday's daf. When you're burning two pieces of food together, maybe midaraisa can't be metame each other anyway, because if you hold ein oichel metame oichel even by kachim, so midaraisa you're not being metame anyway. So midaraisa you're not being metame anyway. You're only being metame midarabanan. So midarabanan, once it's midarabanan, will allow you to be metame further midarabanan, even though midaraisa is tar. But enechenami, if it were. Midaraisa, how you've allowed to be metamid, because anyway it's tarm, it's not going to be tarm midaraisa.
Yeah, but once the whole thing is derabanan anyway, who says derabanan is distinguished between the fact that it's tamid or not tamid?
Well, that's exactly the Shaka
V'Darya. We're trying to figure out what
Rabbi Meir is obviously saying, or at least Rabbi Yochanan is saying, right. According to Rabbi Meir, that you're right, since that. Once you're allowed to burn a tumah derabanan together with the tumah deraisa, whatever pshat you're going to say, either because it's halach liibud, or you're going to say because anyway that which you're elevating the level of tumah is only derabanan in the first place. Either way, regardless, so you could say the same thing on a nisr. And on that, Rabbi Yossi is saying back, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not true. Las daka, you can compare the two. Ditnan, where do we see this halacha? That pigol and noisar are tamei at least on a derabanan dika level. D'tnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, ha-pigol va-noisa metamen asiyadayim, that when a person touches pigol, or he touches leiser, his hands become tummy. We note that tumas yadayim means a shein l'tumah. When a person touches tumah, most tumas that cannot be metame a person, because a person could only become tummy from an avatoma, the lowest down a person could ever be is a rishon l'tumah. So if he touches a rishon l'tumah or a shein l'tumah, he himself will not be tummy. Nonetheless, there are many things that midrabanan could be metame a person's hands and make a person's hands tummy, even though the rest of his body is going to remain tar. So huadin, they were going to people on nicer that it should be tummy to the extent that it can't be metame a person's body, but nonetheless it could be metame the person's hands. Let's bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. It says hapas sheifsha, if you have bread that already began becoming moldy, v'nisa melechol la'adam, and a person will no longer eat that bread because of the fact that it's moldy, v'akelav yochol achla, but it's still not bad enough, a dog will still eat it. Mitame tumas eichlim b'kabeya, it could be mitame tumas eichlim when it has the shear of a beya, the volume of an egg, which is the normal shear that you need to be mitame tumas eichlim. And the rule is, anything that originally started out by being a food, as long as it's not possum echiel's kelev, as long as the dog will still eat it, it's still considered a food. Something that was never a food, and you want to make it into a food, ayidei machshava, it only works to become a food if it's royal achilas adam. But once something started out as a food, it doesn't lose its status of a food, even though a person will no longer eat it, as long as it's still royal achilas kelev. So this pas, this bread that became moldy, as long as it's still royal achilas kelev, it's still considered a food, and it's still metame tumas eichlin, like the regular share of tumas eichlin, which is an egg's volume of that bread. If it became tummy, it could pass on that tummy to something else. V'nisrefes im hatameya b'pesach. But if it is tar, it could still be. And if it's tar, you could take it and burn it together with another piece of bread that's tummy on Erev Pesach. So what do we see? That on Erev Pesach, there's no iser of burning truma tar together with truma tameya. Now, this brisa seems to be everybody, so the way we'll understand is because we're talking about the seventh hour, and the seventh hour, even that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, everybody agrees that Isser is comparable to Tumah, and in the seventh hour, everybody would agree, when once it's also midrisa, that you can burn it together. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasan, no, you don't have a raya from there. Over there is different, to Avra Ba'almahu. Once it's not edible by a person, so even though it's still royal achilas kelev, and as far as tumah is concerned, it's still mekabel tumah, but as far as your iser of destroying truman kachim and being metame truman kachim, we'll say it's after the alm. It's already considered dirt. It's no longer food, and therefore you have no problem being metame. But if it was past that wasn't ifsha, that wasn't moldy, and you're burning it, since it's still food, maybe anachanami will taka be usher to burn it together with tummy food and thereby being mitami this piece of food over here. Legabi that halacha of mishmeres that you're not allowed to be mitami truma and kachim.
Even though
because it's only edible truma and kachim, and now that it's not edible, even though it's roi lachilas kelev, but you're no longer mechuyev to protect it. That according to this teretz, So Iyachi, going back to Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, Rabbi Yochanan, which is really essentially the first pshat we said in the mission before we got to Rish Lakish and Rabbi Nachman, that Rabbi Meir's midivrayim was coming from Chanina's Kana Kehanim. So if that's the case, my moide, what's the moide? Meaning the original diyuk that we made in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, who comes to disagree with Rabbi Meir, says, Maida, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Eliezer, that in this case is a problem. What are you mentioning Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer for? I'm not talking about Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. I'm talking about Rabbi Chanina's Gana Kehanim. So what's the Maida, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Yossi references? Says the Gemara, Haki Karmel Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Meir. This is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say to Rabbi Meir, according to this chat of Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu Rabbi Yeshua de Meiko, even Rabbi Yeshua, who we find elsewhere that is Mekel with regard to being metame truma, nonetheless, ki meiko betluyo tume. He was only meiko over here to burn together truma tluyo together with truma tumeya. Aber betahiro tumeya, but to take something that was totally tar and burn it together with something that's tame, loy. He wasn't meiko even though it's tailach liibud. Meaning, number one, any amida, that which you learned from Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim, is not true. Which we didn't explain according to this pshat. According to the other pshat, we explained why the comparison is no good. But according to this pshat, we didn't explain it yet. We'll do that in a moment. But number one, your comparison to Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim is not true. And regardless, even if without Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim, but I'm going to tell you that even Rabbi Shua, who we find elsewhere that's very makel with regard to being metamed truma, he will say over here you can only put together tluya and tameya. But more than that, to take tahira and put it together with tameya, even Rabbi Shua will agree that it's no good. If that's the case, amai in amida. Why did Rabbi, if according to Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Meir is learning from Chanina's Kana Kehanim? And again, Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim was talking about that you're taking meat that's tamei midaraisa and burning it together with meat that's tamei midarabanan, and based on that, Rav Meir said that huadin, you could burn truma tahira with truma tameya at a time that the truma tahira is already also midarabanan in the sixth hour. Amayin amida, why is it not a good comparison? Mida mida, it is a good comparison. And we'll just add, Rashi explains, don't tell me it's not a good comparison because you can't compare Isser to Tumah, which the Gemara suggested such as far before, because Rabbi Yossi himself agrees that you can compare Isser to Tumah, because Rabbi Yossi himself spoke out that Rabbi Yossi will agree in the seventh hour where it's also Midaraisa, you could burn it together with Truma Tumeya. That means he agrees to the premise that you can compare Isser to Tumah, he just disagrees that when it's only also Midarabanan, could you put it together with something that's Tumah Midaraisa. If that's the case, once you see from Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim that you could take Toma de Rabbanan and put it together with Toma de Raisos, and B, you know that Isser and Toma you can compare, so why then you could take an Isser de Rabbanan and put it together with Toma de Raisos? That's just arithmetic. Once you agree to those two things, you agree that Toma and Isser are the same, and you agree that you could take Toma de Rabbanan and put it together with Toma de Raisos, so why then you could take an Isser de Rabbanan and put it together with Tumah Daraisa. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya says the machlokes is as follows: Hacha Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim's case was bebasar shenitva bemashkim shenitva machlosheres. This meat that became tamei from a vlada tuma, which we said was only tamei midirabbanon. The case was as follows: it became tamei from liquid that in turn that liquid got its tumah from a sheretz. The as the remeir the tamei, Rabbi Yosi the tamei, and over here the machlokes is remeir the shitasa and Rabbi Yosi the shitasa. Remeir the tamei to amar tumas mashkin the tamei achirin drabbanon. Remeir holds. We mentioned this yesterday that there's a machlokes tanoim how far midaraisa could liquid become tamei. Could liquid become tamei with the raisa, and it could even be mitame with the raisa. So Rameh's shita is that tumas mashkin mitame acherim, that as far as liquids being mitame other things are concerned, that's only midarabanan. I mean, maybe it could become tamei with the raisa, but that which it could convey its tumah to something else, that's definitely midarabanan. Therefore, the case that Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim was talking about, which was the second meat, the meat that became tamei with a vlada tumah, became tamei from mashkim. So like we've been saying until now, that means that became tamei only midirabanan. So according to him, yes, Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim was talking about a case that the meat was tamei midirabanan, and you're bringing it together with another piece of meat that was tamei midiraisa, and the may have a right to learn, well, the meat that's also midirabanan, I'm going to burn it together with meat that's tamei midiraisa. However, Rav Yosi is the shitas v'damer tumas mashan the tamei chen midiraisa. He holds that Tumas Mashkin to be Metame other things is Daraisa. And if that's the case, according to him, Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim, who was talking about a piece of meat that became Tame from Mashkin, so he wasn't talking about a piece of meat that's only Tame Midarabanan. He's talking about a piece of meat that's actually Tame Daraisa. So according to him, he has a good time now. Rabbi Yosef Shitasa, you can't learn anything from Chanina Skana Kayanim. Because if Chanina Skana Kayanim was only matter, meat that was a lower level deraisa, to further be metamet deraisa and elevate the level by being metamet, by being burning it together with another piece of meat that has a higher level of tumah deraisa, and you're elevating the level. But that's only once it was tumah deraisa, you could further be metamet deraisa. But something that is totally tumah deraisa, even though it's tamim midrabanan, Rav Chanina Skana Kayanim was never matter that. Mimele, you have no right to learn from there that an isur drabanan you could burn together with something that's tamim midrabanan, because even a tumah